Playing Up Cards, this is Jaw.
Hey, it's Gary Wheelock. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I just got everything sent over to you.
Perfect.
I went into each of my bank statements for the last 12 months and PDF'd them and sent those over to you. And then what I did is I opened up a spreadsheet and I took all my deposits, which are the gross sales, and put them on the... Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that, yes.
Yeah, so it's, you can verify that if you want to open up all my statements and look at it. Mm-hmm. But then out of those totals, what I did, I sent you another copy because then I got through to merchant leaders and they went through and told me all my gross merchant sales from last April, or no, May through December. But since it's seasonal, my business at the market goes from the last week of April through December, and then hunting season goes from the last week of October all the way through December. So then, or the middle of December. So I'm done with hunting season by the 15th of December. So I actually shut my merchant off so I don't get charged from January through April. But ironically, this year, the state of Montana did an extra shoulder season because we have so many elk. So we had people bring in some animals in January and February till the 15th of February. So I actually had some decent sales from January through April this year. Not a ton, but like $7,000 in sales. Wait, I think we're in that. Let me see here.
I'm looking at the spreadsheet right now. So the January through April, you have zeros right now, but you say you did some?
I didn't do any, not merchant. So I told those people that they were going to use merchant, their credit card, but I just said I'm seasonal on my credit card, so they had to pay a check or cash. So those are my overall sales that you can see my gross merchant sales at the very bottom. Do you see the merchant monthly totals?
Yes, I see.
Okay.
33,900
was my total sales. So what I did to fill out my application is I just divided that by 12, and that's what I put on the last 4 months of my merchant sales on your application. So it comes to $2,832. So those 4 months, I just put $2,832 because that's what I averaged over the last 12 months divided by 12.
Okay. Sounds good.
So that's how I did that. But that $33,900 is part of the $131,000. So it's not $34,000 extra. But technically, if you take off $33,900 of the $131,000, then technically it's about a quarter of my sales is merchant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that.
Fashion check.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this? Do you have the merchant statement for the May 2015 to December 2015?
Oh, I got all the statements. I don't have them electronically, though.
Okay.
I mean, and they come like 5-6 pages, and so I have to, that's a pain in the butt, but unless I can get them to just send me the electronic ones of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How about this? I'll run your file through the underwriters first, and then if I need it, I'll call you and let you know for you to fax it over or request for a digital copy.
Okay. And if you do, it'll just show that each of those months are to the penny. So, that's fine.
Problem.
You can need that.
Okay.
The application, I gave you my 2014 tax return.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll notice, though, based on the spreadsheet totals and my bank statements for 2015, you'll see that let me see here, if you open up my 2014 taxes, you'll see that from 2014 to 15, you can see my growth rate. So I'm getting my business back up there. It's still not $50,000-$60,000 a month, but it's still pretty, I don't have any employees. I'm doing this on my own.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, it's part-time. I mean,
That's even good.
May
better.
December, it's May through December, and it's a Saturday morning farmer's market and a Wednesday evening from June 1st to August 31st, a Live at 5 mm-hmm. event from 5 to 9 p.m. And then in the fall time from the last week of October through technically the last week of December, those mm-hmm. 6 weeks is game season. But I'm still processing for another couple weeks into December to get mm-hmm. animals out of my cooler. So technically it's about 2 full months of work, but that's full time for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's for me.
That's not too bad. Not too bad of a deal you got there for yourself.
No, and especially after this year, I'll be debt free.
Yeah.
All I have left is my student loans to kick off. And so I'm virtually kind of semi-retired a little bit. I mean, it's just part time. I'm just. But
yeah. Well, you gotta get some kind of revenue, you know, some cash for yourself.
Not only that, though, but I did have an interview today, and telephone interview today for a local tech company that wants to hire me, possibly. Sounds like they are. They're going to call me in for another interview next week. But that's Monday through Friday, or I probably will arrange to do 14-hour days or something. So that way, I can still do my weekend stuff. And then what I'll end up doing in the fall time is just, I got a couple nephews in Seattle. I'll just pay to have them come out and help me cut and do my business for those 6-8 weeks in the fall. Mm. So I can kind of basically have a steady paycheck, but then I can still have my business income on my plan.
Right.
That would be really nice because the job I'm going after is almost $100,000, and then if I can kind of increase my sales this year from 130 to 160, that's my estimate. 150 to 175 is what mm-hmm. I expect to grow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good that you have a plan. A lot of people are just winging it, no plan at all, and just going with whatever comes to their way. But it's good that you have, sounds like you have a lot of good plans, so that's good.
I will show you one other thing here. I actually, before I had talked to you about something that shut me down, this is what is amazing. I'll send this to you.
Okay.
This is what my actual sales were. The spreadsheet I have based on all my numbers. And then when they shut me down, every month, every January going back to 2009, I showed my increases from mm-hmm. every January, every February for 6-7 years, and then every March all the way through December. So you can see actually every month how I did, and every month I had an average of 47 to 120%
wow.
monthly increases. It was amazing. But then they shut me down, and my numbers went. So but you can kind of see, I was projecting out in 2012 and 13 and 14, 15, 16, all the way to 2019 with my barbecue and everything where I should be. So these are actual, the projections are actually my losses, and these are very conservative projections.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is why my loss is going to be huge because I've lost $3 million in and I'm building my business back up. But what about even if they settle with me now, it's going to take another 3 to 5 years back to where I was making $50,000 to $60,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still going to even if I win a lawsuit, I'm still going to have losses until I can get back up to where I was before.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what But I'll send you this really. Too, but they have before.
Let me take a look at it.
All my actuals. Mm-hmm. I got all this. Plus, I got to back all these figures up by bank statements and everything else too. But I will just do a snapshot of this other spreadsheet, and if you go through this, you are going to flip. No, seriously.
Sounds like it's going to be a big difference, yeah.
Well, and my wife didn't want to do wild game processing. She didn't want to do the 4-H anymore in the summer. And I told her, I said, Dawn, and I was telling this all spring long, I said, let's just do one more year. We're going to bring in another $483,000. Our mortgage will be paid off by January of 2014. And I said, then We can cut back if we wanted to. We don't have to hire anybody. We can cut back our services. We can tell people no if they come. And, I mean, just do what we want to do. And just work for 2 months in the fall and do the 4-H auction and a Saturday farmer's market. What more do you need?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and this business would operate at about $350,000 a year without any employees. And I'm already halfway there. And so not this year, but maybe after 2017, probably by 2018, I'll be back up in the $300,000+ range.
That'd be
the
good.
The nice thing about it is I'll have all my assets and I won't have any payments.
Debt,
you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. But anyway, hopefully we can run this through. It's not very much, but if you guys can do that, that'd be great.
Yeah,
if not,
of
then
course.
I'll just use my current barbecue and not worry about it.
Yeah, we'll see what I can do. Hopefully I can do something. I definitely want to, you know, put this through for you. But yeah, I'm looking at your spreadsheet right now. Those are some big numbers there, especially towards those
projections. All the way through 2019. And if you go back through based on actual sales from 2009 every month, and you look at my average increase every month of the year for the last 7-8 years, you're going to see that my growth rate every month never went below the previous, like, if you add up all the last, for like 6 years of January's, and for 5 years of January's, every January if you add it all up and divide it by the amount of years you're totaling, you'll see that every year I'm increasing by at least 48% in gross sales compared to the last January. Every month compared to every previous same month of the previous years is the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it ranges anywhere from 48 to 117%. I've had some months and some years I've increased by 288% sales growth from 1 year to the next. That was early on. But, you know, you can't maintain those numbers. I mean, it's going to eventually level out at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, and I know that depending on how many employees I want to man in my business, I mean, I could maintain about a $550,000 to $800,000 gross sale a year if I want to have a handful of employees.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even sure if I even want that. I mean, to me, it's like, why even deal with all the headaches of employees and all the taxes and all that kind of stuff when you can just keep it simple? So.
Yeah.
How much do you need? And it gets to that point. So anyway, but yeah, let me know what you guys want to do, and if you guys are able to do it. If not, then I'll just use my current barbecue for the rest of the year.
Okay, cool. I'll send it over. Now that I got everything, I'll send it over to them. And once I get a response or an answer on your application, I'll let you know.
Yeah, and if they have any more questions, just call me.
Yep, for sure.
I usually, what threw me off last Friday when you called is that I usually don't answer, you know, calls out of the state. I usually call them. So or else I would have got your call last Friday. So sorry about that.
That's okay. No problem. That's why we leave messages, just in case.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, see ya.
All right. Bye-bye.